Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Wright Brennan with the Lost in the Midlands podcast, brought to you by C. Wright Roofing, and I'm fired up today to be here with my buddy, Greg Boomer. He's with Best of the Midlands, former home improvement professional, garage floor guys. Greg, dude, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to see what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a lot going on, you know, former home improvement professional. I love connecting with guys out there in the trades. And you've got this new networking gig going on that I'm pretty fired up to hear about. Actually, very excited to hear about that. And but before we get into that, let's hear about your background, you know, kind of what brought you, I guess, first, like what got you into the, you know, the garage flooring, et cetera.
Yeah, so I actually started in high school. Cool. So I started learning from my now father-in-law. So I worked with him in high school, kind of learned the trade, just learned how to do it, what to do. And then as I did it for more years, he kind of taught me the vendors and everything. And so when we eventually moved to South Carolina 8 years ago, that's when I started up here and kind of went from there and, you know, kept working and growing and figuring out, you know, how to not just be good at the trade and where to order stuff, but how to run the business, how to get customers, how to take care of people. And it kind of grew from there. But yeah, I got started, you know, pretty early in high school, just working summers and learning how to do stuff and figuring it out, which was nice to have that background of knowing how to do stuff with your hands, do stuff. And in the coatings industry that we were in, it's kind of like an art. So you're making stuff, you know, look pretty for the most part. You know, there's some functional aspects, but honestly, most people don't care about that. They just like that it looks pretty.
It does look beautiful. Every time I'm over at my buddy Sam's house, he all did it. Like, man, it looks awesome. So when you were in high school doing this, were you like begrudgingly like, all right, I guess this is my summer job? Or you're like, hey, this is actually kind of cool.
No, so I thought it was cool. And, you know, I grew up working with my hands anyways. So in the summers, I was excited to earn, earn a little bit of money. And I did some other things too. But I like doing it because of the transformation. Yeah. So you get to see how big something changes. And you've seen a few. So you can take something just really plain or even ugly looking if it's all cracked and stained. And you have this total transformation that changes the whole space, whether it's a garage or patio or sunroom. Yeah. It's just something completely different. So I kind of fell in love with that transformation. And briefly after college, I was corporate for a little bit. And so I was sitting at a desk inside all day long. You know, there'd be days it was 85, 90 degrees. And I'm just looking outside like I'm miserable. And so I love the meeting new people, working with different customers, learning their stories. And to me, that's the part I like is meeting the different people, having something different every day, even though what you're doing might be the same, like whether it's installing a coating or doing a roof, whatever it is, like that stuff's going to be the same for the most part. But it's the new people, the new places, hearing different stories, connecting with people. That's what I think what I really fell in love with.
Yeah, right on. It's easy to enjoy that part. Yeah. That's for sure. The roofing, the flooring, that can be a little bit of a pain every once in a while.
Yeah. There's definitely things that pop up that don't always make the days great, but you know, it gets to a point where, you know, you can do it without thinking. It's like the back of your hands. Like that part was the easy part. Like I'll just pop it on podcast or whatever. And like,
just get going.
We would just go and people would always joke, like, you guys don't even talk to each other. Like, we'd have headphones in. It was like, we would just bounce around. Like we knew what each other was doing. Cause you get to the point where that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And so that's the easy part sometimes.
Well, that is pretty cool. Well said. So when you started 8 years ago, how'd you get those first customers?
It was slow. It was slow. You know, it's hard because, you know, a big thing for me is one of the things that we've always tried to focus on is we don't even call it customer experience. We call it the customer journey.
Yeah.
Because we don't want satisfied customers. We want raving fans. That's our goal, is to create raving fans. And so, you know, when we first started, it was, you know, going to the local paint shops and Sherwin Williams and Benjamin Moores and just connecting with them, letting them know what we were doing, getting started, sourcing the products, going out and talking to people.
Yeah.
And then as you just slowly get your name out there, it's, you know, you're one job at a time, taking care of that customer. And, you know, that was the big thing, was even as we grew, one of our core values has always been one by one.
Okay.
So it's, whether it's one customer at a time, one step at a time, whatever it is, we do one by one, and then you can focus on the one.
Yeah.
It turns into many. But as soon as you start trying to focus on too many people, you start letting people down.
Yeah.
So that was what we really, you know, focused on, was one by one. And it was a slow grow. I mean, the first few years were, it's tough, you know, like, you know, even when I first started out, like, you know, I had, I worked at FedEx for a year, or a season, I won't say a year, but, you know, getting up early in the morning and, you know, doing this so I didn't have to pull money out of the business. I could keep everything in the business to let it grow and, you know, be able to put it advertising out and spend money and get my name out there. And, so those are some of the things that you do that people don't always see or think about, but you know, when you're doing something, there's a lot of sacrifice when you're kind of rolling the dice on chasing something.
Yeah, they cut, you know, they see, hey, he's making money. It's like, well, actually not always the case.
Yeah, it's like the first 3 years I could have went and done a lot of other things and made a lot more money, because I wasn't paying myself much and most of it was staying in the business. And you know, and you go through those seasons even as you grow. I mean, if you really want to grow and scale, you know, there's gonna be times where if you're pulling money out, you know, you're sucking the lifeblood out of the business. So you gotta keep money in, and that means you gotta sometimes, you know, pick a spot where this is where we're going to live for a while to make this thing go where we want it to.
Yeah.
And, well, some people do that and some people don't. And I think that determines how healthy your business is sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, at what point did you get into the networking side, like the BNIs and the local, were you in any of the local chambers?
Yeah. So we've been a part of some chambers. We did some, so before we actually moved to Lexington, Columbia, we were in Aiken.
Okay.
So we had clients up here, so we worked in both areas, and then we moved up here in November of 21 is when we moved to Lexington.
Right on.
And so we were already working in both locations though, and so we were doing some networking stuff there, and but we really got involved once we got up here.
Yeah.
And so once we got here, that's when we got into several chambers. We were in BNI, which has been great for us. And going to just some of the different networking events that people put on.
Yeah.
And so that's when we got really heavy into it. And I think that's when, I don't think it's just going to it. I think it's when you're really intentional and try to connect with people. And I think that's when I really saw the power of when you're meeting people and connecting with them and getting to know them personally, not just thinking like, hey, what can you do for me? But actually taking interest in like, hey, like, how's your kids? How's your wife? You know, oh man, you and that girl broke up. I'm sorry to hear that. Like, when you actually care about people, it goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. Relationship marketing. You know, you can just go on the street corner and just like throw business cards out.
Call them. And, you know, some people say like it's a numbers game and you can do that to an extent, but I think that's a tough
numbers game. That's a lot of numbers.
It is. It's tough numbers. And I think it turns into quick cash, but it's not a long-term way to build a brand.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Well, you know, you said, you know, your philosophy was one by one, you know, slow growth in the beginning. What other challenges did you face along the ways?
So I think a big thing for me, and this is more of a personal thing, I didn't have to do it this way, but I'm not huge on taking on debt. So a lot of it was like, you know, when you're trying to buy equipment and get stuff, it's like you're kind of funding it as you go. And that's part of the reason I had to, you know, do other things to fund it, because I didn't want to take on the debt. I didn't want to have to go get a loan and kind of feel like tight around like, man, if I miss something, like I'm going to be really strapped. And so that was probably one of the biggest things. And that was a personal choice. You don't have to do it that way. And looking back, if I would have taken on some debt, we could have grown a lot faster than we did.
Could have,
you know,
you probably would have, but debt equals stress in a lot of situations too.
It does. And I think I was young then, obviously, like looking back, I was younger, but I was young when we started. And I think the things I know now in my maturity, I could probably do it and handle it and use the money appropriately. But, you know, back then, I don't know if I would have done everything the right way. And it probably could have put us in a tight situation that we had to dig ourselves out of potentially. And I've seen some other people do that. So it was like kind of a cautionary tale that I didn't want to walk that path.
Yeah, no, I think that was probably a wise move. Even when you're doing stuff right, man, that money will start flying out of you. Before you know it, all that money you borrowed is gone. Well, there ain't nothing to show for it.
It goes quick, and there's always something. There's a new tool. There's this advertising. There's this branding. There's this thing to do. And, yeah, it can kind of walk off before you know where it went.
That's cool. So you were learning lessons, bootstrapping along the way, just clawing at it. That's fantastic. Okay, so at some point you're like, well, I've been doing this for a while. So we're going to try something new. Tell me how that, what sparked that thought in your mind?
New for
Best of the Midlands.
Okay. So moving into that. So we had kind of gotten to a point where full circle, my father-in-law ended up selling off their business, and they were from Illinois, and he had a coatings business there, and they moved down here. So their plan is to move down here and kind of ease into retirement at some point.
Yeah.
So we ended up partnering up and working together. So it's kind of like that full circle moment where, you know, I learned from him, he taught me, and then I came down here and started up, and then we ended up forming a partnership and finishing it out like that. And so, you know, he was wanting to retire in a few years, and there's a lot of other things that my wife and I are wanting to do business wise. And so we knew at some point we were going to have to look at selling, and then, you know, they had some personal things going on, and it just kind of aligned where it seems like that was kind of God's timing, where it was like, hey, it's time to move on in one way or another.
Yeah.
And so as we started winding that down, we had already had this in the background for us, and it was kind of brewing, and we were testing some things out, and it's kind of evolved from where we thought it was going to be when we started it. And then as we kind of transitioned out of coatings from Your Garage Floor Guys, that's when we could really dive full blast into Best of the Midlands and start at least starting the foundations for what we want this to be and what we think could be here locally.
Yeah.
And so,
well, give me a few pieces. I'm not going to dig too hard. I know you're in the beginning phases.
Yeah. So just like a little context. So my wife and I, we're really big into personal development.
Yeah. Cool.
We like to learn a lot of the new things, grow. And, so we go to different events all over the country. A lot of them are either business development or mastermind groups and things like that. Man. We're traveling to, like, we went to one in Naples, Florida a few weeks ago. It was a 2-day mastermind.
Cool.
And so they just bring in people from different industries, and it's all different levels. You have people who are doing 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures. We had a guy at the last one who is in the fitness industry. They sell products, and they've sold like hundreds of millions of dollars. He has like 53 patents. It's like you get in some of those rooms and you're like, man, like
some big money in here.
I'm an ant on the floor is what it kind of feel like sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's cool because it opens your perspective in your mind of what's possible. And sometimes when you're stuck in your area or around the same people, you kind of see what everyone else is doing, and you kind of just, you get into a routine, and you don't really look at what can I actually do. You just kind of feel like, well, this is all we can do around here. This is what everyone does. And so getting in those groups and seeing what's possible has really helped us grow and expand on what can we do, what's possible. And it also, a lot of times, you don't like to show people your problems typically.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to, like, you know, everyone in business is, everyone's making money, everyone's doing great, everyone has a great business, but like statistically, that's not true.
It's not, you know, like
most people go out of business. Most people are not even months away. They're weeks away from, you know, not being able to make payroll most of the time. And, so one of the things that was cool that we learned is when you can get in that room around people who are in different stages, you can learn a lot from them.
Yeah.
And no matter what stage you're at, everyone's got problems. Everyone has challenges. And when you can learn from one another, there's a lot of power in that when you can be and are willing to be vulnerable and open up to those things.
Yeah.
So that's some of the stuff we're doing now. Like one of the things we started out with is called Business Hot Seats. And that's where we bring people in and we pull up one business owner at a time. And we normally only do a couple, but it's a, hey, what's a real challenge you're struggling with right now in your business?
Yeah.
And then we don't want to do theory and stuff, but it's a, hey, we have a room full of people here who are in business, who are going through these things.
Right.
How have we handled it? What did you, like, when you faced this challenge with this employee or, you know, this life situation, how'd you handle it? And then we can work through these things in real time and actually give beneficial things that are going to help you in your business and your life that move the needle. Not just, you know, our focus isn't networking by any means.
So y'all are building like a somewhat of like a mastermind where, you know, you can come in and help solve problems and kind of some accountability in there too. Like, hey, look, you come in front of people, we talk about your problem. Well, now let's go fix the problem.
Yeah. Right. And that's really what it is like, you know, we're not, there's a lot of great networking groups, and like some people are like, well, you're MBNI, you're a replacement for BNI. Like, no, like we're not doing referrals or like
it's not referral based.
Yeah, there's networking. No referral or anything like that. And there's no like it's not a we only have one realtor, one roofer. Like we want to, you know, what we've experienced when we went to these different ones that we're trying to recreate is you'll have a room full, not a room full, but you might have two or three people in the same industry, but there's room for collaboration or ways to work together. And we've seen people be able to work together, form partnerships. We've seen new businesses. My wife, one of our businesses formed from a mastermind where she partnered up with a realtor in Naples, and they're building a software for realtors right now that are, they're getting ready to launch out and start beta testing nationwide pretty soon. So it's like,
congratulations. That's pretty cool.
I'm excited to see where that's going to go. And like when you can get in the room and be open and not feel so like that's my competitor, but like, yeah, you guys are, you know, battling for the same customers, but you can work together. There's opportunities for that. And we've done that with Coatings. When we had that company, we worked with other people in our local area and we're able to pass around jobs when it was like, hey, we're booked out. They need it in 2 weeks. Are you guys free? Yeah, cool. And now we both look good to the customer because we didn't have to say it. Sorry, we can't help you get out of here. You know, so it's very much of a collaborative mastermind type of environment that we're trying to build, where it's not just something where we come in and surface level talk and say, hey, good to see you. Here's my card. Call me if you ever need, you know, this or that. It's like, no, let's get in here and do some stuff that really helps our businesses move forward so that we can grow.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
And that's what we're trying to do.
No, dude, I love it. That sounds like a lot of fun, man. It's and probably much needed. I think that's probably a great thing in the market here locally. I can't think of anything else much like that. So that sounds pretty cool.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. And, you know, my thing is I love talking business and just going around and, you know, talking through things. And I think that's a big thing is normally we're all really good at something, but we're not great at everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you can get around other people and learn, it doesn't mean you have to do it, but you should at least have a background or an idea of what's going on in your business.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a lot of power to that. And, you know, there's some other stuff we want to do with it, but that's kind of like the, I'd say like the core of it is, you know, how can we help people design a business that fits around their life, not a life that fits into their business.
Yeah.
And I did that for a lot, you know, for a lot of years. That's, I struggle with that. And most business people do. And it can become overwhelming and it can take a toll on, you know, if you have a spouse or kids or anything, it's tough. And
takes over.
It doesn't have to be that way. And I was able to see that from meeting so many other people who were further down the road than I was.
Yeah. Badass. I was thinking like back to like the differences between the referral marketing and, you know, kind of like, you know, this masterminding system you're putting together. In a referral marketing, if you're in there, you really can't, I mean, you almost can't talk about, hey, what do you think about this issue? Like, how do I help? It's more like, no, hey, look, we can help solve a problem your client may have. Like, you almost can't bring it up, right? I mean, in some sense of the...
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I guess relationships can develop, but it's almost like it's centered around a whole nother purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when like when you're there in that setting, like maybe like when you're off in a smaller group or one-on-one and you have those relationships, you can do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely like when you're in the larger setting, like your goal is like you want these people to refer you out to people. So you want to be like, hey, we're struggling with this. We can't keep our employees. People keep quitting on us. Our stuff's breaking down. Like you don't want to say that.
Right.
But the reality is we struggle. Everyone struggles with this.
Everybody's
things.
Doing, yeah.
And so it's, you know, I think there's a place for, you know, the B&I, there's a place for the different networking groups where you can have those connections and that, whether it's a serious networking or more of a casual laid back environment. And, but yeah, I think there's places for all that. Like what we want to create is a place where people can come in and do the hot seats or like, you know, we're going to do other, I'll call them more private events that are members only, but like we're doing one in a couple of weeks. It's called a business pulse. And we're literally all we're doing is saying, hey, what were your goals to start the year? Where are you at now? Are you out of alignment? Did you fall off track? What do we need to do to readjust and finish out the year?
Yeah.
And walking them through that framework of like, you know, just like you check your health, do you check the vitals in your business? Most of us get caught in the day-to-day and we forget that. So we forget like, hey, cash flow is important. What's our cash flow look like? Where are your margins at?
Yeah.
You know, all these things that really matter and keep you in business or let you get paid at the end of the day. sometimes we don't always keep track of because we're just caught in like just trying to make sure people are getting out the door, or products or, you know, materials getting ordered, and it's easy to lose track of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I know how quick and easy it is to forget about all the numbers when you're just out shaking hands, trying to, all right, next job, make a sale. Let's get it done.
I'm going to do this on Thursday and something pops up and all of a sudden that was 2 months ago and crap, I missed that.
Yeah. 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 That's fantastic. All right. So how are you kind of like set up with that? Do y'all have a designated place to meet and do the hot seats or?
So we've been meeting at Maltavino in Lexington. Cool. Tony and that group has been really awesome to work with.
Yeah.
And, opening up that space, and it's, I don't know if you've been there, but it's a cool laid back space. Cool. They have a couple, locations are getting ready to open up another one in West Columbia. So we've been working with them from the hot seats. And then as we, get closer to doing our first 2-day mastermind, we're trying to decide if we want to do it there, we want to do that. And, you know, those are the main things we're going to focus on is, you know, those hot seats events that we're going to open to anybody to come to and experience that. And then some of the more, I'd say, deeper strategy sessions are going to be members only, where we can really dig in and move people forward in their business and then the masterminds. But, you know, there's some other cool things we're working on down the line that we want to do.
Heck yeah.
But those will come later on in phases, like, you know. As we build to that point.
So. Okay. Well, people interested, where do they go? Like, do you have a Facebook page set up or?
Yep. So we have a public Best of the Midlands page. We have a private group for business owners that they can hop in. We also have our website, bestofthemidlands.com, where you can find that. And so you can check those things out there. And then we're finalizing setting up a back-end portal for our members where we're going to have some trainings and stuff that we're working on. We want to bring some, I'd say, experts from different fields to come in and do some in person, some, you know, probably like Zoom or podcast style trainings that will be exclusively for our members. I have an idea for a series that I'm trying to set up now that I think will be pretty fun if I can work it out. So if I can work it out, it's going to be called You're Going to Die. And I think
dramatic.
It's dramatic, but I think it'll have a lot of impact. And if we can make it work the way I want, it'll bring a lot of benefit for things that people don't always think about in the context of business and life that really matter in long-term and short-term planning. So,
yeah, fantastic. So people can get involved now. Like if they want to attend the next hot seat session. What is it coming up soon? We got one coming in August or?
So we have one this month on the 25th. So 25th. July 25th. So a couple weeks away. And like I said, we have a Facebook event on there. You can go on our website and check into those things too. But for those hot seats, we want to make those open to anyone just to kind of come in, see, get a little taste of what it could be. And then we're going to be doing some a lot deeper strategy stuff on the member side. But
what if you're like a realtor? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like kind of what's the scope of like the people? I guess you said anybody, but is that like anybody in business or kind of what's that look like?
I'd say it's definitely more geared toward, I would say, business owners and entrepreneurs and realtors would fall into that.
Yeah.
Business professionals can too, but you'd have to have I'd say if you have a little autonomy in what you do for your company, you would still you could be a great fit, bring stuff in if you have a little freedom for leadership and stuff you can do.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't really make any calls or do anything, it could still be valuable for you to come in and get that information to
see what it's like
to your boss and owners.
Or that,
Because if you can provide value as an employee and show that leadership and show that, hey, I want to be more involved, I want to take on more stuff, that could help you progress in your career too. You know, a lot of times people are like, I want to make more money, and going like, hey, I want a raise. So you want to do the same work and me pay you more? And instead of saying, hey, you know, I want to be more involved, I want to progress my career, I'd love to see what I can do to help us, you know, grow and benefit, and I want to grow in this company. And now all of a sudden, if you can bring good ideas and good stuff to your company, that could lead to, hey, they're taking initiative. What can we give them? They've proven themselves. So now you can progress in your career and get some more money too. Instead of just saying, hey, I want to make more money and do the same amount of work. That doesn't typically go too well for most people. So, you know, I think it's definitely geared more towards, you know, I'd say business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are, or business professionals who have a little bit more autonomy in what they do.
Yeah.
But even if you're not, you can still get value.
Right.
You just have to be willing to take it back and apply it in whatever setting you're in your company.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Very cool. You mentioned you've been going to like some of these national events, like around Florida. Like, so who are some of the peoples that you ran into? Like, did you like, who would be, was like a Tony Robbins style or like, who are some of the,
So a lot of the ones, so the masterminds we go to, they normally cap them. So it's 20 to 25 people and that's it.
Okay.
And so, we've had, you know, one of the guys there, you know, not of them are big names, but like one of the guys was Dave Folk. And so one of his business partners is Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. So that was pretty cool. So I think this, the Dave guy that we met, he owns 13 companies, or he did, you know, last time I'd spoken to him. And so, you know, different people like that. Our friend who puts him on, her name is Michelle Jakovic. And cool. She's been, I met her through a coaching program that we were both a part of at the time. And we got connected a few years ago. And, you know, she's really cool. She's been in business for, I want to say 42 or 43 years. She owned a pretty good sized insurance agency with a good bit of employees. And she sold that. And, she focuses a lot more on coaching, consulting, personal development now. And she was the one who puts a lot of the ones on that we go to. And we go to a few other ones as well. But I think the power of getting in a smaller room that's intimate, like you can go to the big conferences that have 200, 300, 400 people, and you can get great information from those. But when you can go to some of these smaller events that have 15 to 25 people, and you know the way they a lot of these people will set these up is they're a two and a half day thing. And it's full day. You know, you're going 8 to 4, you're in session with an hour lunch that you're all eating together. You basically get like an hour. You can go back, clean up, change clothes, and then you go to dinner together for 2 or 3 hours in the evening. And it's packed days.
That is cool.
And so you're able to connect with people on a really intimate level.
Yeah.
And so like the last one we went to, there was an awesome guy named Manush there, and he's an AI guy. And so he's done work with like Microsoft, you know, Apple, Google, IBM, all these different people. And he's published in Mensa, which I didn't even know what that was. It's like to get published in that's a really big deal for AI stuff. And so getting to spend the weekend with him and learn all the stuff that isn't just coming, but it's here that most people don't know about is exciting and scary. And so it got us kind of like fired up to be like, hey, we got to start moving now.
Yeah.
Or we may not be in business in a couple of years if we don't get on top of some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Even in the trade setting with AI and robotics that's coming down the road. So just being able to learn what's going on in your business now, but also what do you need to be doing and innovating to stay in business as things change very rapidly in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That stuff fires me up. That's what I love doing. So I'm like, if I could do that every day, that's what would make me happy. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Fantastic. Well, I hope that you end up doing it every day. And I think you guys are definitely propelled it on a course to victory. So it really exciting to hear about this new event. Great for the community. And like I said, there seems to be a ton of value in this type of event you guys are putting on, networking or whatever you want to call it, masterminding. So really cool. Right, any final message you want to give to the viewers about what's happening? Maybe give us a piece of what's like, I know you're holding back, like, well, we're thinking about doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. there's some other things I want to do. Like one of the things I'd like to do for our members is some collaborative marketing. So I would love to set up some different things where we run some social media stuff and shared billboard or co-opt billboards and stuff like that, where we bring people in and we can do different themes, different settings for, you know, maybe industry specific or things like that. And, you know, instead of having to drop, you know, $2,000 or $2,500 a month on a billboard, maybe we can get you up there for $300-$400 kind of thing, and do some stuff like that. And, you know, there's some other things I have in mind down the road I like to do, like, you know, potentially like a big co-working space similar to like what, you know, what's over here, but in the Lexington area.
Yeah.
And
we are missing one out there. There's a bunch over here, but across the bridge.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And, you know, a few other things I have in mind that I think could be pretty cool if we could put it together right. And that could be very exciting for the community, and especially for business owners who are, I'd say, the people who are driven and want to grow and do some really cool stuff. I think there's some opportunities for not just to help business owners grow and live a good life now, but how can we set people up for, you know, at some point you probably want to sell or retire. And is there opportunities for, you know, mergers, acquisitions, partnerships to bring stuff together and, you know, take 2 or 3 companies that maybe people are wanting to step back or have a little bit more life freedom.
Yeah.
You know, let's take some companies that are doing $2-3 million and, you know, do a merger, get a $10 million company, and maybe in a couple of years exit that for $20-25 million. You know, these are things I never thought about until I started seeing people do it and meeting people who had done it. And once you start to see those possibilities and how quickly it can grow, it gets exciting. So those are things that, you know, that's not going to be like in the next, like, you know, 18 to 24 months, but also things I don't want to sit on for too long, because those are things I like to do and it gets me excited.
So. Yeah, no, man, that is really cool. And that is exciting stuff. Watching businesses grow, people sell, cash out. I mean, that's like one of the big reasons people go in, right?
And I think that's the big thing is, you know, I think one of the reasons we grew slow and we try to do things, even if we're growing, we sometimes will pump the brakes on things. Cause a big thing for us is, again, you know, customer journey. We want to make sure we don't want to satisfy clients. We want raving fans to sell jobs for us. And the other thing is, I just think you should do stuff the right way. You know, if you're in it, if you don't care and you're just trying to make some quick cash and you don't care if you're, you know, I'll just go do something else in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. But if you're wanting to build something, one that's a brand and something that's valuable that you can maybe exit or do something with, if you do stuff the right way, sometimes it doesn't always go as quick, but long term, it's going to be more valuable. And so, you know, especially with some of the stuff I want to do, if we want to, you know, essentially start like a small private equity boutique firm here locally.
Cool.
You have to do stuff the right way and set it up the right way, and you can get bigger multiples down the road because of that.
Absolutely. Man, wise words, exciting stuff coming down the pipeline. Really fired up about y'all's events right now. Thanks for coming on the podcast too, man. We'll have to have you back on as this thing blows up. So.
Well, I'm excited to come back, and I'd love to share some more and talk some more about some different things, but thank you for having me. I love doing this kind of stuff.
Fantastic.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.